Yes. You know, the only thing. Well, I don't want to say the only thing, so I really don't want to limit it to just that. But there are very few things that are better than wrapping up your work day than this right here. Probably one of the few things that are better than that would be wrapping up your work week with Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. As we are live from the Lead Bunker Studios. Lead Bunker, Jackson's only indoor firing range. This, my friends, is Talk Back Jackson Sports, brought to you by our good friends at Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. A little bit later on, Tom Knutson going to be joining us with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Oh, yeah, we had some quality time with the ropes today. Yeah, it's one of those things. They don't start off that heavy, but they really get heavy by the end of the session. Also, brought to you by our buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra, all on board with Talk Back Jackson Sports here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And now we make our way to our sports line, and we bring in the other third of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball, because I just love starting our Fridays off, wrapping up the work week, with not only hanging out with a friend, but also with the 8-Ball, and we get to talk football for like 30 minutes. Drew, welcome to the show.
I am glad to be here, Mark. Thanks for welcoming me.
Well, you know, we always love having you here, man. And
I love being here.
We got to figure out, I'm thinking that maybe at the end, we can, once we're all done and the Super Bowl is all said and done and we're done with our football picks for the year, we can get a few M80s and celebrate by blowing up this Magic 8-Ball.
I would love to. One way or another, that sucker's going down.
Because it's going to be so hard to catch the Magic 8-Ball this year, because it's seven games ahead of you, eight games ahead of me.
I wouldn't say impossible, but it's pretty darn impossible, Mark.
It's going to be, yeah, exactly. It's like the Lions not being mathematically removed from the playoff system halfway through the season, but we all know it's not going to happen. Okay. All right.
I like that analogy. I'd say that is probably right on par with it. That is, that's pretty good.
All right. So last week, let's run through this a little bit. Last week, Giants were at the Bears, and we all picked the Bears, and the Bears won. So we all got that pick. The 2-3 Jags were at the Pats, who are at 9-6. Pats had a 15.5-point spread on that one. I picked the Pats. 8-Ball picked the Pats. You know, at the time, I didn't want to sound insensitive. You know, I guess I'm kind of taking the Coach Campbell approach and being, you know, aware of your feelings. But why'd you pick the Jags?
I had to try something.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, you got to remember, at the time, I think you had me by two or three games.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8-Ball, I mean, it wasn't even in sight at that point. So, you know, I remember, I mean, I was kind of, I don't know, I was probably bourboning it up by then. It was Friday night. It's hard to say. I mean, I've got a lot of excuses for a lot of things I do, Mark, but a lot of it doesn't make sense.
It was a big spread, too. It was a big
it
spread.
Was.
All right.
Not that big. I mean, I didn't have a lot of confidence in it, but other than, you know, I was just, you know, I don't want to use a Hail Mary, but that's kind of what I was going for.
Yeah, you know, you got to. It's, you know, if a loss is a loss, whether it's by two or by six. And I'm
exactly.
You know, my boat has more water in it than yours. So Rams at Ravens last week. I picked the Rams. 8-Ball picked the Rams. You picked the Ravens. The Rams won that, but they did not cover the 3.5-point spread. So you got the pick there.
It was only like a point, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 3.5. Was the spread.
Right.
But, yeah, the Rams won by a point. So
by a point.
It was 2019.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Bucks at the Jets. We all picked the Bucks. It was a lock. I mean, even the 8-Ball's like, yeah, Bucks going to win this one, which they did. The spread was 13, but they only won by two.
Yep.
So nobody got that.
Unreal, is it? Got to love it.
Falcons at the Bills. I picked the Bills. 8-Ball picked the Bills. You picked the Falcons. Good job. Good pick. Because, Yeah, the Bills won that one, but they didn't cover the spread.
There again.
A big spread.
Just throwing them out there waiting for something to catch.
It stuck to the wall. Chiefs at Bengals. I picked the Chiefs. You picked the Chiefs. 8-Ball picked the Bengals, and the 8-Ball ended up getting that pick. Bengals. Chiefs were supposed to win that one by 5, and, well, the Bengals ended up winning. Well, that was overtime, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Dolphins at the Titans. 8-7 Dolphins at the 10-5 Titans. We all picked the Titans on that one, and the Titans, yeah, they ran away with that one, with that 3-34 win. Raiders at Colts, 8-7 Raiders, 9-6 Colts, 23-20 was the final score there. I picked the Colts. You picked the Colts. 8-Ball picked the Raiders.
Raiders.
So, yeah, yeah. So the 8-Ball's already starting to gain some ground on us at this point. Eagles, 8-7 at the Washington football team, 6-9. Eagles won that 20-16. I picked the Eagles, you picked the Eagles, and the 8-Ball picked the Washington football team. Broncos at Chargers. You and I picked the Chargers. 8-Ball picked the Broncos. We got the pick there. Texans at 49ers. 49ers. I picked the 49ers. 8-Ball picked the 49ers. You picked the 4-11 Texans. You didn't get that pick.
Hey, are you picking up a trend here, though? Okay, I mean, like I said, yeah, I'll go against all common football logic that I've been trying to use this year, because obviously something isn't working. So if the 8-Ball shakes it around, just happens to get it right once in a while, I'm just going to throw crazy stuff out there and see what happens.
Yeah, and it worked for you last week. We're almost done, and it worked for you last week. We're almost let the suspense kind of hang there for a second. Lions at Seahawks. I picked the Lions because they've been pretty good against the spread. They totally laid an egg in Seattle. You picked the Seahawks. 8-Ball picked the Seahawks. You guys got the pick. Cardinals at Cowboys. I picked the Cowboys. The 8-Ball picked the Cowboys. You picked the Cardinals. That was a good pick for you because they got you got it.
There you go.
Panthers at Saints. We all picked the Saints. We all got the pick. Vikings at Packers. I picked the Packers. You picked the Packers. We gained one on the 8-Ball because it picked the Vikings on that one.
Dumb 8-Ball.
Browns. We're going to rough it up. Browns at Steelers. Regardless of what I said, I did not sleep on the couch for this one. I picked the Browns. Steelers ended up winning Big Ben's last time at home. You got the pick and the 8-Ball got the pick. I did not. Then we went through the bowl games. And let's see here. Let's try to go through this quickly. Music City Bowl. I picked Tennessee. You two picked Purdue. You guys got the pick. Peach Bowl. We all picked MSU. We got the pick. Vegas Bowl.
Good game.
Yeah, it was.
By the way.
It was a good game.
They didn't look good, but it was a good game.
And I was wearing my Pitt shirt during the game, if that tells you anything.
There you go.
I was wearing. This makes no sense. I was wearing my Pitt shirt, but I was hoping MSU would win.
Well, no, it makes perfect sense. I mean, to the listeners that aren't aware of what you're working with, it makes perfect sense.
Wisconsin. This is the Las Vegas Bowl. I picked Wisconsin. You picked Wisconsin. 8-Ball picked Arizona State. You and I got the pick. Gator Bowl. I picked Wake Forest. You picked Rutgers. And the 8-Ball picked Wake Forest. It was a big spread, 14.5. But I got the pick. 8-Ball got the pick, and you didn't.
Yeah, they got throttled.
You wanted to pick U of M last week. But I had the first pick. So I took U of M. I took that pick. 8-Ball took U of M. So I feel like you got...
What are you trying to say?
I feel like I gave you a favor on that one. In retrospect,
I was just saying on the radio so my sister would get mad. I knew they were going to get blown out the whole time.
So you got the pick. You got that pick.
That didn't make me feel any better. I couldn't barely watch football on Saturday after what happened Friday night.
Penn State versus Arkansas in the Outback Bowl. I picked Penn State. You picked Penn State. 8-Ball picked Arkansas. 8-Ball got the pick. Iowa versus Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. We all picked Iowa. That didn't go well for us. And in the Rose Bowl, another fun game to watch.
It was fun.
I was not cheering for Ohio State to win.
No, that was one of the only bowl games that go against the Big Ten.
OSU versus Utah. I picked OSU. You picked Utah. 8-Ball picked OSU. Good pick for you. So last week, starting at the bottom, I got 11. 8-Ball got 13. And Drew got 16.
Yeah, baby.
Good week for you. So overall count. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so basically you take all football knowledge, throw it out, and just guess randomly. Obviously, that's what you try and do. That's what seems to work.
It works for the guys on TV.
That's true.
It does.
Right. Good point.
So the running score right now, since we started this way back in week one of the Big Ten season, 110 for yours truly, 111 for Drew, 118 for the Magic 8-Ball.
Unreal. You know what is wild, though? You think about how many games we have picked over the weeks that were that close. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Really, because either of us could have taken a nosedive at a certain time. I mean, I've seen it before with different shows where somebody's up 20 games or different things. I mean, the fact that we picked this many games, I mean, not that we picked well this many games, but we're within one game is pretty wild.
We are. You and I are close, and we're still not mathematically removed with the 8-Ball.
Yeah.
So.
So would you say how many back am I? 7? You're 8? Is that where we are?
Yeah. Yep. 118 to 111 to 110.
Wow.
All right. Are you ready for this week?
Oh, boy, am I.
You want to go first? You want me? Well, no, the 8-Ball is going to go first. But
oh, yeah.
Do you want to go first after the 8-Ball, or you want me
sure,
to?
Sure. Let's get it rolling here, man. It's NFL, baby. Let's do it. Last
NFL.
Week of the regular season.
And one college game.
And one
just
college
one.
Day. Big deal. I don't even want to watch it.
So,
depressing.
Saturday, there was no Thursday night game. Saturday, we've got the Chiefs, 11-5, at the Broncos, 7-9. And the Chiefs are picked to win this one by 11.5. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Chiefs win with the spread? It's thinking. All right, we got an answer. I can't read it in the camera. As I see it, yes. That's what the Magic 8-Ball is going with. As I see it, yes, going with the Chiefs and the spread. What does Drew say?
Well, Drew says I'm throwing it all out there this week. I mean, I kind of have to. I think that normally I would have taken the Chiefs even on the road, but 11.5 is a lot of points, especially in the NFL. So because what I got to try here, this is a game that may be able to flop because of the points, so I'll take the Broncos.
Going with the Broncos. This is one of the ones I was looking at, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't think – the Broncos are going to win this one, but that's a lot, and they are home. So just for that, I'm going to stay close with you on this one. I'm trying to gain on the 8-Ball. I am going with the Broncos also. All right. So next up, we've got Cowboys, 11-5 at the Eagles, the red-hot Eagles, 9-7. And the Cowboys are picked to win this one by 5. That's the spread. Magic 8-Ball. Will Cowboys win with the spread? Come on. Come on. Oh, we got an answer. And it says, cannot predict now. And we got to the point. Instead of circling back, we just forced the 8-Ball to come up with an answer.
Yeah. Make the decision.
Make the decision. It came up with something, and it says, you may rely on it. So the Magic 8-Ball is going with the Cowboys, which I think is a good pick.
It is, because that's what I was going to say. I mean, I've got Dallas 4-1 against the spread last 5. They've been hitting the spread for the last few games. I mean, I got to stick with the Cowboys on this one.
You're going with the Cowboys?
I am. On the road, I still think that we'll beat the Eagles.
Boy, the Eagles are hot right now. They're actually peaking right now when you really want your team to hit its stride. Are they removed? I don't know. Are they mathematically removed from the playoffs? Or are they still trying to get that wild card spot?
You know, I'm not sure. It's a good
I don't
question.
Know.
They still have a chance. They might have a chance.
I think they still have a chance. So, I mean, Cowboys, I think, are pretty much in. They're just fighting for position in the playoffs right now.
Yep.
Man. Boy, those Eagles are hot, and they're at home. That's not an easy place to win. I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one. So you went with the Cowboys.
Yep.
I actually wrote down Cowboys first, but I'm going to change that to the Eagles. So I'm going with the Eagles, man. That's what's happening. That's what Mark's doing. All right, next up for Sunday, 1 o'clock games, the Washington football team, 6-10, at the Giants, 4-2. Well, that's a humdinger of a game. The Washington football team is picked to win this one by 7. Magic 8-Ball, will the Washington football team win with the spread? It's thinking. Oh, we got an answer. We got an answer. Don't count on it.
So the Washington football, gonna ride every favorite this round. So
Washington football team went with the Giants. You know what? I'm going with the football team. I'm going with Washington.
Yeah, me too. Giants are a dumpster fire. They're about as bad as they have been, and maybe even worse. So yeah, I'm with you. I'll take the football team all day long.
So, what do you think of their name? I think they're going to be ending up with the Admirals.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what the leak was. It's going to be the Admirals. I really thought they should have stuck with some sort of hog name.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've got those guys who dress up in dresses and put hog masks on. I think that would have been great.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't even heard. That's the first I've heard. I don't know. I don't get as much time to listen to, you know, sports like you do. Unfortunately, I wish I did.
I saw that on Twitter. But all right. Next up, we've got the Bengals at the Browns. The battle for Ohio. Bengals at the Browns. Bengals are 10-6. The Browns are 7-9. Browns are. When I put this together, the Browns were picked to win this by 6, but I think that might have adjusted a little bit. Magic 8-ball. Will the Browns win with the spread? It says yes. It's going with the Browns on this one. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Are you? That's kind of a surprising spread to me. I do know Cleveland, if I remember right, the Bengals beat up on Cleveland last time they played, didn't they, when it was in Cincinnati?
I don't remember.
I'm going the other way. I think Cincinnati's got the better team. I think even especially Mayfield has been good, the whole team. I mean, they're questioning his ability to lead. So,
yeah,
I'm taking the Bengals on this one.
Yeah, Browns seem like they're kind of going the wrong direction at the moment. And I don't even think Mayfield's playing. He opted out for surgery, so... Yeah, when
you
I put
you're
this,
taking Cleveland?
I'm taking Cleveland. You're taking Cleveland, and I got the 8-ball with the Browns.
No, I want Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Cincinnati.
That's why I asked you a couple times because the way you were sounding, I thought you meant more Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, listen. I know they're both Ohio teams. We start talking about Ohio, nobody wants to think about
it.
But there's Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns.
I need to take some Beano for the brain because that's like the third mental fart during this segment. Oof. All right. Next up, I'm going to try. Thank you for keeping me on my toes, man. All right.
I'm here. I don't want you screwing it up.
Steelers, 8-7-1 at Ravens, 8-8. Ravens picked to win this 1-6. Magic 8-ball. Will the Ravens win with the spread? Come on, it's on the line. It doesn't want to answer. Came up with something. May rely on it. So the 8-ball is going with the Ravens. What say you?
God, I want to take the Ravens. I really think the Ravens, it's getting toward the end. I mean, obviously, normally this is a little bit more of a more important game than it's going to be this year, but still at home, Big Ben slow. I still like Ravens at home, so I'm still taking the Ravens.
Taking the Ravens, yep. All right. You know, they looked pretty good last week. The Steelers did.
Yeah, they did.
I just don't know if it's because they were caught up with Big Ben's last game or if they just finally flipped the switch and they're on all cylinders right now. They don't have anything to play for.
The Lions.
They've got, yeah. Boy, I'm going to go with the Ravens on this one, too. We're just going to be across the board. The Steelers don't really have much to
play. The wash game.
It is. All right. So next up, we've got Packers at Lions. Packers 13-3 at the Lions 2-13-1. Packers only picked to win this one by 3.5, but really they've cinched up their spot. So they might, what type of Packers team are we gonna get on the field? Are we gonna get Aaron Rodgers and his broken toe, or who? So Magic 8-ball. Will the Packers win with the spread? Oh, I got a nasty glare.
Why is your wife there?
Oh, stop. Reply hazy. Try again. Magic 8-ball. Oh, see, my phone just went off. You're in trouble. Will the Packers win with the spread? As I see it, yes. So the Magic 8-ball is going with the Packers. Green Bay, you know, the Lions are just, they're just bad. They're just bad, but they've been really good against the spread. I'm not exactly sure what type of Packers team we're going to get this week. Oh, what the heck. I'm going with the Lions on this one.
You know what? I am too. There's a couple different reasons for that. For one, it's the Lions. This is a game that really they should lose. So you know they're going to at least be – they're probably going to win the darn game. Let's be honest. They're probably going to screw it up and win this game. Packers, Rodgers isn't going to play. Most of their team probably won't be playing. They'll have third, fourth stringers. They'll probably throw the water boy in there. And the Lions will win just to pump their chest a little bit and screw things up. So,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, and Lions have been great against the spread this year, really.
They have been, for the most part. And whenever we brag about that, it turns around and bites us. But
Yeah, whatever.
Colts, 9-7 at the Jags, 2-14. Colts picked to win this one by 15.5.
True.
Boy, that's a big spread. Magic 8-ball, will the Colts win with the spread? As I see it, yes. Going with the Colts, what say you?
Well, just I would have probably went with the Colts. I mean, that's a lot of points. Jags, obviously, we know where they're at right now, what's going on their season, their leadership, their coaching staff. But since J-Ball went that route, I'm going to go Jags, baby.
Going with the Jags. Yeah, I still think the Colts have a little something to play for at 9-7. So I'm going to go with the Colts on this one. Taking the Colts, sticking with the 8-ball. Not trying to go farther behind. We've got the Bears at the Vikings. Bears are 6-10. Vikings are 7-9. Vikings pick to win this one by 3.5. Magic 8-ball. Will the Vikings win with the spread?
Man, what a toss-up game. This could go either way, really.
My sources say no. So it's going with the Bears on this one.
All right.
Yeah,
this, up or you up?
Yeah, like I said, I'm up. Like I said, like you said, this is kind of like a toss-up right now. Doesn't really mean anything to either team. I'm just going to go with the Vikings for the fact that they're at home. Going with the Vikings.
Yep. I'm with you. I think at home I would take the Vikings. I mean, why not? I mean, Bears, obviously, their offense still can't figure it out this late in the season. I'll take the Vikings.
All right, there it is. All right, next up, we've got the Titans, 11-5 at the Texans. Certainly not 11-5. They're 4-12. Titans pick to win this one by 10. Magic 8-ball. Will the Titans win with the spread? And we have an answer. Got right to it this time. Without a doubt is what the Magic 8-ball said. So it's going with the Titans. You're up.
Oh, man, I don't want to have to go with that 8-ball. I don't mind going further back because I prefer just to go for it, see what will happen, but I just have no counts in the Texans at all, so I've got to take the Titans.
Taking the Titans. Yeah, to me, this one's a no-brainer. There have been a lot of iffy ones on this one, but Titans are just going to go ahead and beat up on the Texans this weekend. All right, now we're on to the 425 games for Sunday. Saints are 8-8. They're at the Falcons, 7-9. Saints pick to win this one by 4.5. Magic 8-ball, will the Saints win with the spread? Yes, definitely, it says. So the Magic 8-ball is going with the Saints. You know, this is another one. I think I might just go with the home team again on this one. It's kind of a toss-up. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I'll go with the Falcons on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they are pretty evenly matched. I think if it was in New Orleans, I probably went with the Saints, but I'm with you. In Atlanta, why not? Let's see what Matty Ice has left in the tank. Let's do it.
Seahawks, 6-10 at the Cardinals, 11-5. Cardinals are 6.5-point favorites on this one. Magic 8-ball, will the Cardinals win with the spread? And my reply is no. Magic 8-ball is going with the Seahawks. And this would be your pick.
You know, the worst part is I was kind of leaning toward the Seahawks. Just 6.5 is a lot of points. I mean, it's not a ton, but still, Cardinals are a different team second half than they were at the start of the first half of the season. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Especially Russell Wilson's getting a little bit healthier, but I don't know. You say A-ball went with the Seahawks?
Yep. Yes, he did.
I'll ride with the home team then. Let's go with Cardinals.
Go with the Cards.
I don't feel like it's a bad pick either way. I don't know. I kind of got a feeling about the Seahawks, but at the same time, I got to try it, man. Give me that pick and see what the Cardinals can do.
See, the last few weeks for the Cards haven't been great weeks for the Cards, and I feel like they just kind of need to dial things in this week and get ready for the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Cards this week. There we go. Next up, we've got Jets at the Bills. The Jets are 4-12. The Bills are 10-6. Bills are picked to win this one by 16.
Wow.
Magic 8-ball with a Bills win with the spread. I'm having a hard time getting it in the camera shot. There it is. Reply Hazy, ask again. We're going to ask again, will the Bills win with the spread? And it says, as I see it, yes. So the Magic 8-ball is going with the Bills. You know, I don't really think you go with any other team on this one. Jets are the same situation as the Giants. I think you referred to them as a dumpster fire. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it actually makes New Jersey smell better. So I'm going to go with the Bills on this one.
You know what? At least in Detroit, when they have one bad team, they've got two really bad teams. So I mean, you know, we've only got one punishment. You know, I don't have a choice. I'm with you. We got to go with the Bills.
So the next one is Panthers at the Bucks. Panthers are 5-11. Bucks are 12-4. Bucks picked to win this one by 8. Magic 8-ball. Will the Bucks win with the spread? Come on. Oh, geez. I have not positioned this thing well at all today. Here we go.
Man.
You may rely on it. So the Magic 8-ball is going with the Bucks on this one, of course.
I don't know if you hear the disappointment in my voice. The darn 8-ball picks every way I want to pick, and I need to go against it. It's killing me.
Are you going with the Panthers then? The 5-11 Panthers?
I've got to. I mean, we're at the end here where I don't have a choice.
We still got playoffs and stuff.
Yeah, there's not that many games though in the playoffs. I've got to get it somewhat close to have a chance.
Right.
I mean, realistically, the chances are the 8-ball still going to go 500, at least probably 500 the rest of the season.
All right.
I'm either going to go down big time this week, and we'll make it maybe still interesting between you and I, or maybe not. We'll see.
Right.
But I got to go for it today.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to play conservative here. We'll see which mentality wins out. So I'm going to go with the Bucks on this one, just for that simple reason. All right.
Hey, Dude, you're a plain uniform kind of guy. I get it.
Patriots are 10-6. They are in Miami to take on the Dolphins at 8-8. The Patriots are picked to win this one by 6.5. Magic 8-ball. Will the Patriots win with the spread? Oh, it came right to an answer. I like how it's ask again later. Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Right. Way to get right to the answer and ask again.
Well, it didn't, like, sit on the line or anything. It went right to it.
No, I get it.
Yeah. All right. Outlook good. So it's going with the Pats on this one.
Nope.
I'm going to go with the Pats, too. I'm going to play conservative again, going with the Pats. Even though the Dolphins, they're not a bad team. They've been handing out fits here and there. But, yeah, I just think the Pats are going to come out of there with a win.
I don't know. At home, I tell you what, this isn't just me being crazy on this one. I really think that 6.5 points is too much. I don't think they're going to cover. I really think the Dolphins are going to win the game, so I'll take them at home.
Going with the Dolphins. Laces out.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
49ers are 9-7. They're at the Rams, 12-4. Rams picked to win this one by 4.5. Magic 8-ball. Will the Rams win with the spread? Matthew Stafford and the Rams. And cannot predict right now. Well, we're just going to make you.
Seems like we had a lot of decisiveness today.
Well, yeah, well, it's still coming to it kind of quickly. Concentrate and ask again as I say that.
Yep. What were you saying?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Came to another answer. Let the camera see it. Concentrate and ask again. Wow. And my wrist is sore from turning this thing over so much. 49ers. At Rams, will the Rams win with the spread? Come on, Magic 8-ball. Get right to it. There it goes.
There we go.
Signs point to yes.
So Rams are winning with the spread, huh?
Going with the Rams, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like our pick for next our other first-round pick for next year as it is anyways, I guess.
You don't? Who's our pick next year?
Well, our pick is going to be however the Rams finish, and it's not looking good anyways, and that's why I've been trying to go against them to see if it works, so it hasn't. So
not yet.
I'm going to take the Rams in hopes that maybe they actually finally lose a game. So
we'll go with the Rams. Okay. Going with the karma angle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. 49ers, 9-7, Rams. Yeah, I think the Rams are going to pull this one out at SoFi also, so we'll go with
the Rams. They're just too good at home.
Yeah. The Sunday night game, Chargers are 9-7. They're at the Raiders. Chargers are picked to win this one by 3. Magic 8-ball, the Chargers win with the spread. You may rely on it, is what the 8-ball says, going with the Chargers. You know what? I'll go with the Raiders on this one. Chargers really don't have a fan base. Definitely one that doesn't travel. Raiders, you'd think that their season would have fallen apart with all the stuff they went through this year, but they just keep racking up wins. Not overly impressive, but still good enough at 9-7. I'm going with the Raiders.
I'm with you. Steady. They got rid of Gruden. They've kind of got some peace and tranquility over there. The team's happy. I mean, they're, you know, Goose Fraba in it. So I'm with you, man. Give me the silver and black.
And there's no Monday night game, so this brings us to the one you're anticipating to pick the most right now. Georgia 13-1 versus Alabama 13-1. Georgia picked
to
win this one. 2.5.
I get to go to bed early that night.
2.5. Well, the Magic 8-ball will Georgia win by 2.5 and concentrate and ask again. I flipped it over too soon. I actually flipped it over before I asked the question. So, Magic 8-ball. Will Georgia win with the spread? Let's see what it says. Don't count on it. Magic 8-ball is rolling tide right now. All right. You know, after watching that Michigan game, Michigan had not faced a team like that at all ever. And Alabama, I thought they should have blown Cincinnati out of the water. I mean, it was a big win. It was a big spread. But I was thinking it should have been like 70-something to 3 is probably what that game should have been. I just think even though Georgia laid an egg against Alabama, I just think they're the best thing on the planet right now when it comes to college football. They're a really good team. I'm going with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Georgia was impressive. I mean, they set the tone right off the bat. Michigan never could get their feet underneath them. I mean, they just destroyed our defensive and offensive lines. I mean, that was a game we had to win the trenches. They couldn't do anything. I'm with you. Alabama, they looked good that one game they played against Georgia. I mean, will Bryce Harper have another great game like he did against them? I don't think so either. So I'm with you. I've got to take the Bulldogs.
You know, the game last week when Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines, it was 4th and 2. Harbaugh tried to impose the will of the Wolverines on that 4th down because, I mean, you knew he was up against a buzzsaw, and he had to make something happen. When they didn't get that 4th down, that's when I thought, I'm going to have a bad feeling about this. That's what was going through my mind right at that point when they couldn't convert on that 4th. It was tough.
It was tough.
All right, man. Well, we've got our picks. I'll get them in the system. And we'll get together this time next week to kind of see how we ended up. And then it's wild card weekend next week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That'll be
fun.
Wow. Wow, baby. Fun. Wild time.
All right, Drew. As always, man, appreciate what you bring to the show. Thanks for the time. And we'll get together next week.
Thanks for having me, buddy. I look forward to it.
We'll see you. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Coming up, we've got Tom Knutson standing by with the Knutson's Outdoor Report from the Lead Bunker Studios. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.